in the limelight.
Most Canadian taxpayers would be shocked to learn they are subsidizing a group raising funds for a university enmeshed in Israeli regime colonialism and militarism. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Yves Engler, writer. This article is published under the heading Time to End Canadian Taxpayer Subsidies for Israeli Regime Apartheid. Stay tuned for more. Amnesty International's recent conclusion that the Zionist regime is committing the crime of apartheid against Palestinians should galvanize opposition to Canada's most significant form of support for the apartheid regime. Some 200 registered Canadian charities raise over $250 million a year for projects that directly or indirectly subjugate Palestinians. Through tax receipts and other tax benefits, the government subsidizes up to 50% of these donations, despite many of these charities contravening Canada Revenue Agency regulations that forbid support for foreign militaries and West Bank settlements. For example, Canadian Friends of the Hebrew University, CFHU, raises millions of dollars a year in support of a school with a campus in East Al-Quds and strong ties to the Zionist regime's military. CFHU also directly sponsors initiatives that support the IDF. Part of Hebrew University, HU, is on land in East Al-Quds that Zionist regime forces seized in 1948 and 1967. At neighboring HU's Mount Scopus campus, the Palestinian village of Isawiye was expropriated to host dormitories and other facilities for HU students. While it is in a largely Palestinian area, HU is dotted with Jewish nationalist iconography, reports Somdeep Senator, a professor of International Development Studies at Rockside University. A sign on a wall on campus dedicated by the American Friends of Hebrew University declares HUJI, a University of the Jewish People. Another sign says that research and teaching at the university is conducted for the benefit of Israeli regime and the Jewish people. HU has significant and long-standing ties to the Zionist regime's military. It awarded scholarships to students who signed up for IDF combat units during the Zionist regime's violent outbursts in 2002 and operates a training center for military intelligence officers. To maintain the IDF's technological edge, cadets have studied for degrees in physics, math, or computer science at HU for over 40 years. The university provides the IDF with academic information on the students enrolled in the Talpiot program. In the story on Talpiot, Jason Gerritz writes, "The opening years of the program saw the students first and foremost as soldiers. They wore uniforms to their classes at Hebrew University and took shifts guarding Talpiot's section of the Hebrew University campus." In 2019, HU began offering a three-year training for future IDF intelligence officers. Students in Havatzlot program live in a former university residence only accessible by biometric identification. Regular university employees need advanced permission to enter the area. Funneling Canadian taxpayer-subsidized funds to an Israeli university supporting the IDF and occupation should lead to questions about CFHU's charitable status. But the registered charity with chapters in seven cities across the country also channels funds to initiatives specifically designed to support the IDF. In April 2018, Ottawa CFHU launched the Ottawa Scholarship Fund in support of reserve duty soldiers studying at the Hebrew University. At the event, according to CFHU's annual report, four students shared their inspiring stories from their military service and explained what it means to be a reserve duty soldier in the IDF. A 2019 story on the registered charity's website noted, "Help CFHU send former IDF combat soldiers to university," while an ongoing funding pitch says, "Donate in support of CFHU's scholarship campaign for soldiers studying at Hebrew University." In July 2021, wealthy Calgarian Lenny Shapiro financed a number of CFHU scholarships for students who have served in the IDF. CFHU and HU matched a portion of Shapiro's unspecified contribution. Most Canadian taxpayers would be shocked to learn they are subsidizing a group raising funds for a university enmeshed in Israeli regime's colonialism and militarism. They would be completely outraged by CFHU's support for initiatives that directly assist the Zionist regime's military and contravene the rules for registered charities. So why hasn't the Canada Revenue Agency audited Canadian Friends of the Hebrew University and ended this shameful and illegal support for the Zionist regime's apartheid?